Chapter 4. What a sleepy country.
I've lived in Japan for 5 years now, but one thing never ceases to amaze me. Japanese people's ability to fall asleep easily anywhere and anytime. On trains, on buses, standing up, and of course, in class. When I first came to Japan, I lived in a small town and worked as an assistant language teacher. I visited all the junior high schools in and around my town and helped teach English classes. During my very first week on the job, I was team teaching a second year class. About 5 minutes into the class, three boys fell asleep. I looked at the teacher, certain that he would get angry and wake them, but he did nothing. I couldn't believe it. "Don't you think we should wake them up?" I whispered. "No," he said. "We should let them rest. They're on the baseball team. Their practices are hard. They need to rest." "What?" I thought. "The teachers allow students to sleep in class? Is the class that unimportant?" "If the class is that unimportant," I thought, "maybe we should all go to sleep, or just go home." At one school, the vice principal came to evaluate the class my Japanese partner and I were teaching. 5 minutes into the class, the vice principal fell asleep. And I mean sound asleep. Head on his shoulder, mouth wide open, and a snore that rattled my bones and sent shivers down my back. The students were giggling too much to concentrate on the class. My teaching partner made a Herculean effort to keep the class moving along smoothly, and somehow we did manage to get through it. But when the class was over and the clamor of students pushing chairs away from their desks woke the vice principal, he led us to a little conference room, glanced through the lesson plan we had given him earlier, and shamelessly offered us suggestions on how we could improve our teaching performance. Of course, I never understood what absolute experts Japanese students could be at sleeping during the day until I became a university teacher. Once I had a student, let's say Erina, who was always as bubbly as she could be when she came into the classroom. She laughed and giggled and chatted vivaciously with her friends, her eyes full of energy and zest. But no sooner would I call the roll, no sooner would I call out her name, than she would fall sound asleep and her face would flatten out on her desk. She wouldn't move a muscle until I said the magic words 90 minutes later. "That's all for today." Then she would pop up from her seat and pick up her boisterous chatting just where she had left off. Actually, I had a big problem with Erina. I failed her. Or rather, as I see it, she failed herself. "Why did you fail me?" she complained. "Class participation is 50% of your grade. And, well, you didn't participate at all," I answered. "But I was here every class," she screamed. "Now trust me, I like Japan a lot. If I didn't like Japan, I wouldn't live here. But I hope you will allow me to make one comment. I will try to stay calm." "You cannot participate in class if you are asleep!"